This is Studio A from Interlochen Public Radio.
Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell. We are here today with three of our very good friends who are also seasoned IPR guests, Matthew Cochran, Laura Osgood-Brown, and Keith Brown. These three are our featured musicians at Classical Happy Hour this week, performing a program of sea shanties at the Little Fleet in Traverse City. And we're going to talk with the husband and wife duo of Keith Brown and Laura Osgood-Brown. Hi!
Hi, hello. Amanda!
Hello! What drew the two of you to sea shanties as like a repertoire that you wanted to learn?
Well, we were actually thinking about different venues and you know, getting music out in the community. And I thought, what makes a concert better? Food and drink.
Yes.
And what kinds of drink pair with what kinds of songs?
Yes.
Sea shanties and beer.
Yeah, I have to credit. I think I really need to credit you for this idea because I can't. And it was one of those ideas that like, well, of course, why didn't I have that idea already? Sea shanties, hello, with beers in a beautiful, like, you know, kind of open air space. Mm-hmm. That what's more fun than that?
And sea shanties have had this great resurgence lately. And I think mm-hmm. we even had like what Sea Shanties Week was on Kids Commute
did Sea Shanties Week. Geez. And then like you have, yeah, there's all these cool, like, kind of pop culture touch points. You had, you know, the we're going to be singing the Wellerman as part of the program, but that's one that a lot of people know, and some may only know it because of the sort of social media sensation that it
we
caused.
Won't be dancing with glow sticks, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know that's one thing is mm-hmm. you don't want to see me try to come up with a dance. It's not going to work well.
But we're also doing Spanish Ladies, which featured on our favorite movie, Jaws. This
holds up so...
Happy Shark Week.
Celebrating 50 years this month.
It still is such a great movie. It is an unbelievable movie. But yeah, anyway, if you're familiar with Jaws, yep, it gets drunkenly mumbled throughout the film.
Mm-hmm. And thinking locally, too, we've got some Great Lakes songs as well. We've got one about all of the lighthouses on the Great Lakes.
I always thought shanties are like, well, they're only about, you know, centuries ago, and they're only about like maybe British sailors or whatever. But no, there's actually like, there are like Great Lakes shanties, and we're actually going to do one of them on the program, which, again, I have to credit Laura for discovering this. I couldn't believe I didn't already know the tune, but it's called Red Iron Ore, mm-hmm. And it is absolutely a Great Lakes shanty. It references where we talk about Escanaba and this incredible like journey that this ship takes on its, you know, as it's trying to beat the other ships to port.
Well, Keith Brown, Laura Osgood-Brown, you are here in Studio A today with guitarist Matthew Cochran to give us a preview of some of the music that we'll hear at the Little Fleet during the Sea Shanties and Siren Songs concert. We're going to hear a pair of songs. Each of you are going to sing one back to back. We'll start with Laura singing a song that we think comes from Newfoundland, mm-hmm. Called The Maid on the Shore, and then we'll take the tempo up a little bit and have Keith sing The Flying Dutchman, but not that one.
Mm-hmm. Alas, no, I'm not warmed up enough to try the Wagner.
There is a young maiden, she lives on the shore. She lives on the shore all alone. And none could she find to comfort her mind than to roam all alone on the shore, than to roam all alone on the shore. There is a young captain who sails the salt sea. Let the wind blow high, blow low. I will die, this young captain did cry. If I can't have that maid on the shore, if I can't have that maid on the shore. Well, I have lots of silver, I have lots of gold, I have lots of costly ware. I'll divide amongst my lonely ship's crew. If they'll row me that maid on the shore, if they'll row me that maid on the shore. After much persuasion, they got her on board. Let the wind blow high, blow low. They placed her away in the cabin below. There's an end to all sorrow and care, there's an end to all sorrow and care. They replaced her away in the cabin below. Let the wind blow high, blow low. So pretty and sweet, so neat and complete. She sang captain and sailors to sleep, to sleep. She sang captain and sailors to sleep. Then she robbed them of silver, she robbed them of gold, she robbed them of costly ware. She took his broadsword instead of an oar, and she paddled her way back to shore, and she paddled her way back to shore. Oh, me men must be crazy, me men must be mad, me men must be in deep despair, oh, for to let you away from my cabin so gay, and to paddle you back to the shore, and to paddle you back to the shore. Oh, your man was not crazy, your man was not mad, your man was not in deep despair. Oh, how deceived are your sailors as well as yourself. And I'm still that maid on the shore, and I'm still that maid on the shore.
The sky was gray and cloudy, and the wind was from the west, when we spied a battered frigate with her tattered sail full dressed. They signaled they had letters home, they asked if we could take. They dropped them in a barrel, they left bobbing in their wake. We reefed the sails and slowed the ship to fish the barrel out. The old ship sailed to the distance, and we saw her come about. The captain watched through a spyglass, and we heard him catch his breath. And we saw the storm a-brewing had become a wall of death. Turn this ship around, me boys, turn around and run. This storm, it wants a battle, and it's sure that we're outgunned. What of the ship that's out there? Do we leave her to the gale? She's called the Flying Dutchman, and it's wraiths that fills her sails. The thunder growled like demons, and the lightning stabbed the waves. And the Dutchman, she leapt towards us, riding fury from the graves. Our captain, he stayed at the wheel, the crew, they manned the lines. And still that ship and storm were quickly closing in behind. Our ship, we rest a giant wave and crashed to the trough below. The crew held on to what they could, they were damned if they let go. The rain and sea and storm winds crashed against our ship with wrath. And from the deck of that cursed ship, we could hear them laugh. Turn the ship around, me boys, turn around and run. This storm, it wants a battle, and it's sure that we're outgunned. That ghostly ship is hunting us, it's bringing on the gale. She's called the Flying Dutchman, and it's wraiths that fills her sails.
We're in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. We just heard the voice of Keith Brown, and before that, the voice of Laura Osgood Brown, along with guitarist Matthew Cochran, giving us a preview of some of the sea shanties and siren songs they'll be playing at the Little Fleet at Classical Happy Hour this Wednesday. Now, you two said that in researching this program, you had sort of an interesting adventure in terms of, like, there's not really a definitive score for these shanties. You had to sort of come up with your own versions as you went along.
We couldn't find a Baron Rider anywhere.
Not even Shermer? Like, come on. Yeah.
It's the funny thing when you have people who do like primarily classical music coming into this. But yeah, some of these pieces, there are many different versions that exist. Sometimes it's just a lead sheet and we're creating our own arrangements with the fabulous Matt Cochran. Some of them, we found just great recordings and transcribed them ourselves. So there's a whole variety. And with so much folk music too, there are many different versions. We've got two versions of The Mermaid, one you'll hear in duet. It's really similar texts, completely different music.
It's like been really fun. Like I will say too, just singing, we never really get to sing in folk styles or like a shanty kind of a style. It's just like, I don't know. I think it's probably the first time I've ever sung with acoustic guitar really, or one of the very first. And so I don't know, for me, it's been like a really cool way to expand my voice and try something different with it.
I'm having a good time hearing you sing in these kinds of voices too, because I've heard both of you sing operatic, aria, art song, you know, Messiah, like, but to hear you in this approach is really fun, and getting to hear you in that slightly different, what would we call it, character?
Like
just different genres.
Yeah, like a folk kind of, that's what I think of as kind of like a folk sort of presentation. Yeah, do you ever, I mean, I know I've had this experience a ton of times, but like doing these tunes with guitar, sometimes I'm like having this weird out of body experience where I'm like, is this actually my voice? Because we don't use it that way. We're used to projecting in a different way and, you know, supporting the sound, and we're used to vibrato is more part of, we're more used to that sort of the idea of projecting over an orchestra, and it's really, I don't know, it's been really cool for me to just be like, oh, my voice can do that too, that's cool, is that mm-hmm. me?
So you mentioned you're gonna have two versions of The Mermaid on the program at the Little Fleet. I believe we're going to hear the creepy one now. Are they both creepy?
No, subtitled. There's Creepy Mermaid and there's Fun Mermaid.
Okay, bring us Creepy Mermaid and people can come and hear Fun Mermaid. We're in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. We'll hear the voices of Keith Brown and Laura Osgood Brown.
One night as I lay on me bed, I lay so fast asleep, when the thought of me true love come a run into my head. And poor sailors that sail on the deep, as I sailed out one day, and being not far from the land, 'twas there I spied a mermaid a-sitting on a rock, with a comb and a glass in her hand. Oh, the song she sang so sweet, but no answer at all could us make, till at length our gallant ship she took it round about, which made all our poor hearts to ache. Then up stepped the helmsman of our ship, in his hand a lead and a line, all for to sound the seas, me boys, that is so wide and deep. But no hard rock or sand could he find. Then up stepped the captain of our ship, and a well-spoken man was he. He says, I have a wife, me boys, in fair Plymouth town, but this night and a widow she will be. Then up stepped the bosun of our ship, and a well-spoken man was he. He says, I have two sons, me boys, in fair Bristol town, and fatherless this night they will be. little cabin boy, and a pretty little boy was he. He says, I care the most for me daddy and me mummy, that I never, never more shall see. Last night when the moon shined bright, my mother had sons five. But now she may look down in the salt, salty sea and find but one still alive. Call a boat, my fair Plymouth boys. Don't you hear how the trumpet do sound? For the want of a longboat, our gallant ship was lost, and the most of her merry men was drowned.
We heard one version of the shanty The Mermaid in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio, the voices of Keith Brown and Laura Osgood Brown. We're excited to hear the huge variety of shanties that you're going to have on this program at the Little Fleet. And it turns out like there's not a clear definition of shanty, like that this is not an easy term to define.
Well, some folks, if you want to get like, you know, really specific and musicological
I do.
About it.
Go on.
Yes. You know, you can say like, what is an actual shanty? You know, a work song written for specific actions on the boat and paired with that and singing. And that's why they have different tempi and different beat patterns and this and that. But then, you know, we've sort of expanded that definition a little bit more. So it's often used now for just folk songs about the sea, about sailing, about the Great Lakes.
Yeah, you have like just kind of maritime songs. There's, you know, this program has, you know, what we think of as more authentic or maybe shanties that are known for having been shanties. And then we have shanty style songs. There's, you know, there's a song I'm doing associated with the group, the Jolly Rogers, which has been a maritime, you know, kind of a maritime group doing shanties and shanty-like pieces for many, I think over 30 years. It actually gave us a lot of nice runway to play with, a lot of leeway in choosing songs too.
And we can't sing a program about the water here without singing about the Edmund Fitzgerald.
It was incredibly moving for me to get to learn it and get to know the words. It was a song I've been aware of for a long time. Really learning that story. It's a great storytelling song. It's so cool to get to sing something that has this tie to where we are. It's pretty awesome.
Keith and Laura, along with guitarist Matthew Cochran, will perform a lot more shanties and siren songs and even a few drinking songs in the mix this Wednesday during Classical Happy Hour at the Little Fleet in Traverse City. It all starts at 5:30 p.m. Details at classicalipr.org. Keith, Laura, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Jack Connors engineered this edition of Studio A. We had additional support from Gracie Westergaard and Scott Clemens. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.
Studio A is a production of Interlochen Public Radio, part of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Learn more at interlochenpublicradio.org.